Again, welcome to you all today as we gather on this very important day. Because you see, some days are pretty ordinary. We all have lots of ordinary days. And some days are very important. And today, for Christians, this is the most important day of all. Now, in our society, Christmas is much bigger than Easter. I mean, think about it. We start celebrating Christmas in September. And we have months and months and months of preparation for it. But Easter kind of just kind of slides in there. And for many people, it is forgotten. Or it's not all that important. My Aunt Agnes died this week. She was my mother's last surviving sibling. She's 98 years old, a wonderful woman. And Aunt Aggie, she lived in San Antonio, Texas. And for years, she has attended a church in downtown San Antonio. And her family wanted to hold her funeral this weekend. But they couldn't. They had to postpone it until next week. Why? Because her church is renting out its parking lot for the NCAA Final Four. And so she had to have her funeral postponed. That's the way it is sometimes in our society. Today, for many people, is April Fool's Day. For many people, it's Final Four weekend. For many people, tomorrow's opening day for the Brewers, right? But for us as Christians, today is Easter. And Easter is the most important day of all days. Easter means everything. And we need to take the time to think about what Easter means. Because for us Christians, on Easter, we make the most audacious, outlandish claim the world has ever heard. Today, we claim that Jesus of Nazareth, the one who died bloody, beaten, and all alone on the cross. Today we claim that Jesus of Nazareth, the one whose hopes and dreams died with him on the cross and who was shut away in a tomb to be forgotten. Today we claim that Jesus of Nazareth has been raised from the dead. And not in some way like God stepped in with some divine ER paddles and zapped his heart back living. That's not what we believe happened to Jesus. We believe that God raised Jesus from the dead in a way that is unique in history. That God raised Jesus from the dead in a way beyond the existence of this body, our frail existence, and the power of death. Today, we Christians, we proclaim the biggest something new in the history of the world. And today, we also have to admit that that is a tough thing to concept, to believe, and to buy. Why? Well, it's real simple, folks. Dead people don't come back to life. When you're dead, you're dead. Dead people aren't raised. It doesn't happen. That's the way the world operates. Even in Jesus' day, many Jews believed that when you died, you were just dead and gone. And some Jews did believe that there was a resurrection, but it would only be at the end of time for all people. The concept that there was one person who would be raised at one unique moment in history. That was beyond their imagining. Christmas is a crazy, crazy proclamation. And if you don't think so, or if you've never thought about it, you need to understand how the followers of Jesus reacted to the story, to the good news, to the appearance of Easter. In our gospel for today, the women go to the tomb. They go to the tomb not to await the resurrection, but to anoint Jesus' dead body. And their only concern is, how are we going to roll the stone away? And then they hear this amazing news from the angel at the tomb, and where is their reaction? The first reaction to the resurrection. So they went away and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone. Great way to start a new religious movement, huh? First witnesses, go out, don't say a thing. In John's gospel, when Mary Magdalene sees the empty tomb, her reaction is not, yes, he's been raised. No, it's much more mundane. Somebody stole his body. In Luke's gospel, the women see the risen Lord Jesus. They run back and they tell the disciples, and how do the disciples respond? Well, here's what Luke says. They did not believe them, for it seemed to them an idle tale. How about Thomas? We'll hear about Thomas next week. Good old Doubting Thomas, he did not get his nickname because he accepted the resurrection first thing. And Luke even goes on to tell us that when the disciples see the risen Lord Jesus, they are startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. And even when they see Jesus, listen to this line out of Luke's gospel. And while in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. In their joy, they were disbelieving and wondering. Now, I'm not sure how you can have joy when you're disbelieving something, but the disciples managed it. That's how the New Testament describes the reaction to this crazy, amazing news of the resurrection. The disciples met it with so many mixed emotions. Why? Because it didn't make sense. Something that shouldn't be was. And how do you make sense out of something that shouldn't be when it is? Many of you know that my wife Karen spent 30 years as a preschool teacher. And my wife's students, they loved Karen. They loved her as a preschool teacher. And they would, at school, they would play with her. They would hug her. They would talk with her. They would joke with her. They would do everything with her at school. But on those rare occasions when, say, we were at Pick and Save, and one of Karen's students happened to see, they used to call her Mrs. Bodewin. When they would see Mrs. Bodewin at Pick and Save, how did they react? You could just see the confusion, the fear, and the panic coming over their faces. Why? Well, because Mrs. Bodewin was at school. Probably most of them thought she lived there. She couldn't be anywhere else. She had to be at school. So what's she doing here? She couldn't be here. She's at school. That's where I see her. And usually the students would end up hiding behind mom's legs. And they'd maybe peer out with wide-eyed confusion. Why? Because I'm seeing something I shouldn't see. This can't be. It makes no sense. Mrs. Bodewin shouldn't be at Pick and Save. She's at school. And that, my friends, is sort of like what Easter is all about. Jesus was dead. He was dead. He was buried. He's gone. So what's he doing here? What's he doing alive? It can't be. We have to admit as Christians that Easter is not an easy, simple concept to grasp. Now, the little baby in the manger, that we can handle, right? Baby, manger, we got that one, no problem. But an executed criminal who's been what? Chained? Raised? Transformed? How do you describe something that has never happened before in the history of the world? But today on Easter, as on every Easter, we Christians make this bold and ridiculous confession that on this day so long ago, God changed Jesus. God changed the rules of how life goes. God changed the future of the world. God changed your life and my life even though we were not born. And God changed all of eternity. You see, my friends, Easter is a big deal. This day means everything. That's what the Apostle Paul tried to get across in those amazing words from 1 Corinthians 15, written to some of the first Christians, only about 25 years after Jesus had been raised from the dead. Christians who were having questions about the resurrection because it was such a difficult thing to believe. Earlier in his letter, we call 1 Corinthians, Paul said this about the gospel we preach, the gospel that Christ was crucified and raised. He said, to the Jews, it is a stumbling block. And the Greek word stumbling block is a word we all know in English. It's the root of our English word scandal. And he said to the Greeks, the gospel of Christ crucified and raised is foolishness. And that's another Greek word we know in English because it's the root of our English word moronic. What did Paul say about the gospel of Jesus Christ? It's a scandal and it's moronic. But to those who believe it, it is the power of eternal life. And Paul tells the Corinthians, as he tells you and me, that this good news of Jesus Christ is the good news we've received. It's the good news on which we stand. This is the foundation of our faith. It's the good news by which we are saved. Paul says this message is the first importance in our faith. He goes on with those four little passages with the word that. That as Christians, we proclaim that Christ died for our sins. We proclaim that he was truly dead and he was buried. We proclaim that he was raised from the dead. And we also proclaim that he appeared He appeared to his disciples, to his followers, and he also appeared to a couple of people who didn't believe in him. His own brother James, who had rejected him, and later on this Pharisee named Saul of Tarsus, who was out to destroy the world and the church of Jesus Christ. It's in those appearances, and we have to understand this, it's in those appearances that Easter takes on its ultimate importance for you and me. Because when those followers of Jesus, as confused and frightened and scared and unable to believe it, when they saw the risen Lord Jesus, when they came to accept that he was raised from the dead, when their startled and shocked eyes turned to faith, when they finally grasped the ultimate truth of what God had done, it's because they believed that so long ago that you and I are here today. Because you see, the power of Easter is not just that it changed Jesus, but the power of Easter is that it changes you and me, and it has changed the entire world. And those disciples who on Easter, who were in fear, who were cowering behind locked doors, when they came to understand the truth of Jesus Christ, it changed them into the most bold, daring, and confident followers of Christ the world could imagine, and it changed the world. And the only reason you and I are sitting here today on April 1st, 2018, is because what Easter meant back then. Easter is a big deal. Today means everything. Because, my friends, on this day, we proclaim these things. We proclaim that God is real. He's not a figment of our imagination. That God is real and God has power beyond our comprehension. On this day, we proclaim that the one who died as an enemy of God is indeed God's Son and our Lord. On this day, we proclaim that God has defeated the powers of sin, death, and evil. Even if they don't know it yet, their defeat is sure and certain. On this day, we declare that Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, when he says something, he speaks with the authority of God. So when Jesus said to you and me, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, we better do that. When Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself, he's right. We need to do that. When Jesus says you shouldn't go through life expecting people to serve you, but you should be a servant of others, that is exactly the truth. When Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but except through me, you know what? He is the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And when Jesus says the most famous words in the Bible, words which even a lot of people who have never darkened the door of a church still know, the words of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Words Jesus himself spoke, you know what? Those words are true. And all of us who believe in Jesus as our Lord, we have the promise of eternal life, just as my family will celebrate for Aunt Aggie next week when they finally get around to her funeral. This day is a big deal, folks. We know it's also April Fool's, and the Final Four is coming up, and the Brewers open up tomorrow. But you know what? This is the big day. This is the day that matters. This is the day that means everything. And as we have lit our new Christ candle today, that reminds us of the light of Jesus Christ, which the darkness of sin and death and the devil will never put out, we need to remember how important this day is. So here is God's invitation and challenge to each one of us, that in the midst of all the other stuff going on in our lives, which can distract us and lead us away from God, that we all need to take the time and make the effort to truly ponder what this day means. And beyond that, we also need to make sure that we dedicate ourselves to living out the meaning of Easter each and every day of our lives. Because that's a big deal, too. He's risen.
He's risen indeed.
Hallelujah.